Weekend listeners to WIOL-FM may have noticed the sounds of jazz returning to our airwaves last weekend with the debut of NPR's Jazz Night in America. Grammy Award-winning bassist, composer, and bandleader Christian McBride is the host of Jazz Night. I spoke with him earlier this week and started by asking him how he would describe the show to someone who hasn't heard it before.
Well, I always like to call Jazz Night in America the 60 minutes of jazz, you know, because when you watch 60 Minutes, you really get in-depth stories. You actually go deep into the real root of the presentation, the who, the what, the where, and most importantly, the why, you know. And so I really think we give the most thorough stories and entertaining and interesting stories in jazz.
You know, you keep such a busy writing and performing schedule, Christian, that I'm curious how you found the time to get into broadcasting.
It was purely by accident. I never had any plans on getting into broadcasting. I was actually called in to be a sub for John Schaefer, who hosted a show called Soundcheck for many years on WNYC. And I don't know how they got around. I think maybe because I subbed for Marion McPartlin on Piano Jazz a number of times, they may have heard it or just heard something that I'd done. And so they had me sit in as the substitute host for a soundcheck for 3 days on WNYC. And that was different than anything I'd ever been involved in before or since, because that was, at that time, it was live. And so here I am hosting a show on New York Public Radio in the middle of the afternoon, live. I have never been so scared in my whole life. That really kind of set the tone for like, oh, okay, he actually can do this. He did it live, you know? And then my man, Josh Jackson, who used to be at WBGO, he's now at WRTI in Philly. He said, hey man, you wanna host this show I'm putting together? I was like, yeah, sure. And that was Jazz Night in America. 7 years now. Time is flying.
Yeah, before our conversation today, I went back and listened to a few of your albums that are in my library.
No, I'm starting sorry with your, to hear that.
No, it was great. Starting with your first album as a leader, Getting to It. You know, it's been just a few years since that recording. I'm curious what you might remember about that particular session.
Oh, man, I remember everything about that session. First of all, it was my first album as a leader. Or a CD, as we would say, in 1994. Yeah, I mean, I'd been in the studio with a bunch of people at that point, but here I was recording my own music under my own name. And having my friends on that recording made it a little easier. You know, having Roy Hargrove and Joshua Redman and Lewis Nash and Cyrus Chestnut. Steve Turay was also on it, but I looked up to Steve. I still look up to Steve as like a mentor, you know. I had admired him on records for many years with Woody Shaw and other people, but everybody else in that band, they were, you know, those were my boys, you know, so they made it easier for me to go into the studio and record my own music. And then of course it was I was quite fortunate to have Mr. Ray Brown and Mr. Mill Hinton play one bass duet with me on that. So everything about those sessions were just pretty memorable.
In recent years, you also worked a lot with the late Chick Corea, who just passed away, you know, in February. You know, the album you worked on with him recently, Trilogy 2, just won Best Jazz Instrumental Album at the Grammy Awards. You know, how would you describe what it was like to work with Chick?
He was an icon already by the time I met him. I first met Chick in the early 90s, and, you know, it's like, you wanted to bow to him, you know, you're a hero. And he was the most regular icon you could ever imagine. Very approachable, very sweet, very kind, a real everyday kind of person. At least I found him to be that way, particularly when we were on the road. It was very difficult to not think of him as just one of the guys in the band, you know. At least that's certainly how it was when I worked with him. A lot of times when I worked with Chick, Roy Haynes was playing drums. It was very sweet to work with either one of them individually, but to play with them together, man, I was the happiest person on the planet, you know. And to see the way Chick really respected and was so deeply humbled by Roy Haynes, that gave a window into who Chick Corea was, because it was Chick's band, right? But Chick was always like, Roy, what do you think? Are you okay with this? Do you think we need to change anything? You know, and I thought that was very kind, because I know a lot of band leaders who aren't that kind. And it doesn't matter if there's a legend like Roy Haynes playing in the band.
You know, also in recent years, you've released three albums as the leader of the Christian McBride Big Band. The most recent of those just came out last year for Jimmy, Wes, and Oliver. I'm curious what appeals to you about big bands, about leading one, about writing for one.
My foray into big band writing and being a big band leader is similar to my career development as a broadcaster, as a radio host. I think I had maybe a little more intent with big bands than broadcasting, but I was always interested in learning how to write for big band, to learn how to orchestrate. So I started secretly working on these big band charts, or whatever you want to call them. And Wynton Marsalis, one day he says, hey, I want you to write something for the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra. Don't I get a warm-up band first? You know, let me write for a band a little less heralded, you know what I mean? Just so I could work out the kinks. And you know, he's like, nope, you're going to write it for us. And so that was in December of 1995. And I just wrote one piece for the orchestra. And Wynton really liked it. He says, you know, make sure you keep practicing this. You know, you got something, you know. Next thing I knew, I had enough material for a record. And so I said, well, I might as well record them. Let me see what happens. And then, voila, all of a sudden, I'm the leader of a big band.
Yeah, and all you did was win a Grammy Award for that one, too. So, hey, not too shabby for your first one, huh?
Not too shabby.
Christian McBride is the host of NPR's Jazz Night in America, which you can now hear on WILL FM 90.9 every Saturday night at 10 and Sunday night at 9. You can find much more of our conversation at IllinoisNewsroom.org, including Christian's memories of his late friend, trumpeter Roy Hargrove, and how the COVID-19 pandemic has hit the jazz community.